This is our returning champion, Ron Dapper from Chicago, Illinois. Stand by to see Ron play for a motorcycle valued at $3,889. Tonight on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering a BMW valued at $27,450 for $610. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $830. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of my show, Jim Perry.
Why, thank you. Hello there. Thank you very much. Good evening. And welcome to Sale of the Century. Let us quickly welcome back a fine champion from Chicago, Ron Dapper. Hello, Ron.
How you doing, Jim?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
I'm doing fine.
You did very well here. You've got $165 in your bank account now. So a win tonight with just $30 more, you could have that motorcycle worth over $4,000. Very possibly, you could get to $120, and another $120 would give you almost $7,000 worth of his and her watches. All right, you ready to go?
All right, I'm ready.
Good luck, Ron. Here to introduce the challengers is Summer Bartholomew. Hi, Summer. I love the pink outfit. Everybody adjusts their sets when I say
this
that. Okay. Don't confuse me. Who do you have for us?
Okay, our first challenger collects classic and modern dolls. Originally from Fort Worth, Texas, here's Susie Turton.
Hello, Susie.
Our second challenger is a financial planner, originally from Marshalltown, Iowa. Let's greet John McGrew.
Hi, John. We'll see. I know it's blue.
Well,
see you later. John, a financial planner. Well, obviously, you have gotten yourself rich, right?
Well, I haven't done that well, but my friends have done exactly opposite of my schedule, and they've done very well.
So. Oh, I see. Just don't follow your own advice.
No, I'll have to listen to myself more.
Good to have you here, John. Susie, you collect classic and modern dolls.
Yes, my mother repaired dolls as a living when I was a little girl, and she started a collection for me, one of everything she could get her hands on.
Oh, how many dolls in the collection now?
I think I've only got about 83.
83?
Right. I've got Shirley Temples and Blue and Cupies.
That's a pretty sizable collection, though, Susie. Nice to have you here as well.
Thank you. Good luck
to all three of you now. We'll start you off with $20. Let's get down to serious business. Who has the plaintive theme song that begins, "It's Not Easy Being Green"? John.
Kermit the Frog.
That's right. Kermit the Frog and the Muppets. $5 for the correct answer. John goes to $25. Eastern mystics contemplate them, and we sometimes classify them as innies or outies. What are they? Susie?
Navels.
Yes, you contemplate your navel. $5 for the correct answer. Susie to 25. In the Great Depression, what president promised the New Deal? John?
Franklin Roosevelt.
That's right. Franklin D. Roosevelt it is, and John in the lead now. In order to visit this fairy tale lady, you'd have to climb up her hair. Susie?
Rapunzel.
You got a doll for that? You're right. Rapunzel it is. Susie ties John. To a waitress, what is Java? Susie.
Coffee.
Coffee it is, and Susie into the lead at 35. Being in the lead can be very important when an instant bargain comes up because the player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. Sales surprise with a bonus could come up as well. Susie, you have a $5 lead over John, $15 lead over Ron. How about this?
Susie, you can add elegance to your tea time with this stunning silver-plated tea service. Fine craftsmanship from Italy. It'll make tea time your favorite time of day. From David Orgel, this gorgeous tea service is normally priced at $750. Today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $5.
Oh, that is so lovely. And I must say, our staff has done a beautiful job of setting it up. It looks lovely. The costumes look lovely. $750 tea service for the value of one question.
Crystal and silver are my... I love them.
Isn't that... Oh, I'm glad you said that, Susie. Because I'm going to leave the price just where it is. It would cost you $5, but you'd have $750 worth of tea set, and you'd be in a tie with John. Going once. Going twice. She will buy. Enjoy that. Surprise goes with it, Susie. Very, you bought it a good time. Not only do you get the $750 tea set, but you also get, for just the value of one question, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, $700 in cold cash. Hang on to that for her. Very nice. A $1,450 bargain for $5. We take that off your score, of course. As promised, you are indeed in a tie with John, and the champion trails by just 10. According to the song, when there's something strange in your neighborhood, who are you going to call? John!
Mr. Rogers.
Can you see? Can you see Dan Aykroyd and Bill Murray and Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood? Who are you going to call? Ghostbusters. That's who you go.
It was just an idea.
It was close, right. Well, I got an idea. You lose $5, John, for the incorrect answer. I'm sorry about that. Who are you going to call? Big hit movie, you lose $5, down to $25. In which major city will you find John F. Kennedy International Airport? John!
New York City.
I got that $5 right back. Going back up to 30. Two young reporters for the Washington Post were instrumental in breaking Ron.
Woodward and Bernstein.
That's right. The Watergate scandal. Name either one. You got them both. Woodward and Bernstein. It is. Champion is third from. He goes to 25. $5 separate all three players. Now the fame game. Playing for a pick of that fame game board. A lot of wonderful things up there. Looking for a famous person. I was born in New York City in 1937. I studied art in Paris, modeled in New York. My face appeared twice on the cover of Vogue. I didn't care much for acting myself till I appeared with my father in The Country Girl in Omaha. I studied at the Actors Studio, married in Susie.
Jane Fonda?
You are right. That's who it is. Yes, indeed. Pick of the board, Susie. What number looks good to you?
5.
And behind number 5, we have $5.
He finds a money card. A $5 money card. We add that to Susie's score, and Susie goes into the lead. Yeah, you might have been thrown. I was amazed to find that Jane Fonda was a very successful model, twice on the cover of Vogue magazine. We'll be back to a good game. Don't go away. I was just singing my favorite song. Who are you going to call? Mr. Rogers. That's Susie in the lead at 35. John's at 30. And Ron, the champion, trailing a little bit. He needs just $5 more for the motorcycle, but of course he must win. He's at 25. There are two main sources of the sugar we eat. One is sugar cane. John?
Beets.
That's the other one. What's the other? Sugar beets. John, very quick with the buzzer, and he ties Susie again for the lead. In the song, 76 trombones led the big parade. What were those 110 things right behind, Susie?
Cornets.
110 cornets right behind Susie, back into the lead.
You're talking to an old cornet player, you know. Don't worry about it.
Okay, well, listen, I'm sorry if we missed that. Well, you could play. Who are you going to call on that cornet, John? I know that. What do Buddhists call their state of absolute blessedness? John.
Nirvana.
Nicely done on a toughie. Nirvana it is, and John ties Susie. In Euclidean geometry, what term do we use for two straight lines, which no matter how far extended, John?
Parallel.
And they never meet. Parallel is exactly what they are, and John forges in the lead by $5. John, you've got the lead. You can buy this.
John, save memories on video with a little help from this lightweight color video camera with a removable microphone, plus an 8-hour versatile video cassette recorder furnished by Sharp. It's normally priced at $1,399. Today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $10.
John, just $10? Thank you, Summer. We could
take pictures of Mr. Rogers, right?
That's right. We could film you playing the cornet for Mr. Rogers. That would be Hey, that is terrific. That is $1,399 worth of equipment. Do you like it for $10?
I think it's fantastic.
Is it worth $10 to you?
It's worth almost $10.
Okay. Is it worth $7?
I think we're getting close.
Oh, we are? Yeah. Oh, good. Yeah. I'll tell you what, I like ties. I'll sell it to you for the value of one question. You can have $1,399 worth for $5.
Why not?
Gonna buy that. Enjoy. Beautiful. And it costs you the value of just one question. We knock it off your score, and John and Susie back into a tie for the lead. Ron trailing by 15. This ungainly fellow is the largest member of the deer family. John? Could have said Mr. Rogers, would have been close. The moose.
Okay.
That is the
makes
largest
sense.
Member
makes
of the...
Sense.
Makes sense?
Yeah.
Good. All right. John agrees. Loses $5. Down to 35. What objects do you classify using the Dewey Decimal System? Ron.
Books.
In a library, you're right. The champion is third from. He goes to 30. The two nations occupying the Iberian Peninsula, Ron.
Spain and Portugal.
You got them both. You've got yourself another $5 time, John, for second place. And $5 separate three very good players. Formerly the Custis Estate in Virginia. It's now the site of our most honored national cemetery. John.
Arlington.
Arlington is right. And again, John ties Susie for the lead. In 1984, what team captured the World Series, Ron?
Detroit Tigers.
Detroit Tigers is right. And we have a three-way tie. Wow. Yeah, we congratulate the Detroit Tigers and the fans of the San Diego Padres who are saying, wait till next year. We'll be back till a very good game. Don't go away. Well, all you've got to do is look at that score to know where we stand. All three players at $40, back to the fame game with a 10 and now a $15 money card up there on the board. We're looking for a famous animal. I am a bird that is usually brown or black. At close range, I look fierce and proud. Roman soldiers and Russian and Austrian emperors, John?
Falcon.
Incorrect. Out of the rest of the question, no dollar value. Stay at 40. I will clear the board and continue for Susie and Ron. Roman soldiers and Russian and Austrian emperors used me as a symbol. I have a wingspan of as much as 7 feet. My long beak has a sharp hook. Ron.
An eagle.
That's right. It is indeed the eagle, yes. And Ron, a big pick of the board for the champion.
4.
And behind number 4, we have a multi-action gym. The Vitamaster multi-action gym offers complete range of exercises, including rowing and bench press. Designed to fold easily and quickly for compact storage, furnished by Vitamaster.
We have an $82 worth, a very nice prize, but not the money cards. And now, with just 7 numbers left up there, when we add the 25 later, we will have 3 big money cards for the 3rd and final crack of that Fame game board. And now back to this good game. And again, John, you're back in, all 3 players at $40 with this. Our very first Secretary of State was our 3rd president. John.
Thomas Jefferson.
Jefferson it is, and John goes into the lead by 5. Yes. A county in Ireland shares its name with a comical and often bawdy form of rhyme. Susie.
Limerick.
Limerick it is, yes, and it is indeed a county in Ireland. Susie ties John at 45. According to the Helen Reddy song, I am strong, I am invincible. Susie.
I am woman.
You got it, that's what I am. And Susie goes into the lead by 5, yeah. Susie, $5 lead over John, a $10 lead over Ron. Can we interest you in this?
Susie, meet your new business partner, this terrific computer. It's designed for the professional and comes complete with a powerful package of ready-to-run programs for the modern office at home, furnished by Computer Showcase. This computer is normally priced at $1,895. Today on sale of Century Chores for only $15.
Oh, Susie. Isn't that lovely? Isn't that gorgeous? And it looks like, Susie, you're thinking maybe I could classify all my dolls on this. Could you use something like this, Susie?
Yeah. We're thinking about starting our own business in the home, a typing service.
Isn't that lovely? That would be just terrific. It is $1,895 worth. It would cost you $15 if you bought it. Might be the difference between winning and losing. You're looking at Ron. You're looking at John. I will tell you, Susie, that John is at 45, Ron is at 40. If you bought it, you would go down to 35. You would be trailing by 10. But we've got the speed round coming up. You'd have a great opportunity to come back. The question is, do you feel that you could come back? If you're going to start a business, and an $1,895 computer would help you start that business, I would like to help you install that computer. $400 in cash. $2,295 in all. That's what you gotta do! And that's what she does. You've got the computer. Congratulations. You've
so
got
pretty.
The... What?
They're so pretty.
Aren't they pretty? Yes, indeed. And looking at that score, now John is in the lead and the champion trails by 5. Susie, you trail by just 10. You've got a lot of time to catch up. You've got yourself a great prize. We've got a good match. We'll be back to it. Enjoy it. That'll be nice to start a business. Our champion has enough money for that motorcycle, but he must win. And right now, he's in second place in a very good game. Ron is at 40, John in the lead at 45, and Susie's done some buying, and she's still right in there at 35. Good luck to the three of you. Let's get back. Name the mighty Philistine warrior of the Bible who was brought down, Ron.
Goliath.
By David. Goliath is exactly right, and Ron ties John. And for the first time in a long time, the champion is in a tie for first place. The earth rotates on an imaginary line through the center. Susie.
Axis.
That's what it's called, the axis, and Susie. He pulls in between $5 of the gentleman. President Reagan's first wife plays the nasty matriarch. John.
Jane Wyman.
That's right, on Falcon Crest, and it is indeed Jane Wyman, and John goes back into the lead by 5. Well, with $10 separating all 3 players, I will tell you there are 7 numbers up there on that board and 3 money cards, 10, 15, and 25. Get control by knowing this famous person. I was born in 1644 and died in 1718. I am an Englishman who founded one of the 50 states. I believed in religious freedom. Well, Sharp Ron taking a chance.
William Penn.
You're right. The chance pays off. And the champion, very importantly, first of all, gets control of the board. And now, can he take advantage of it?
3.
And behind number 3, we have $50.
Good Where were the other two, Summer?
Behind the number 6 and the 9.
But number 9 had the big $25 one, but Ron isn't complaining. He found a $15 money card, and he vaults into the lead. And now we finish a great game with a speed round. 60 seconds on the clock, please. Looking at that score, Ron at 60, John at 50, Susie at 40. Anyone can win. We start the speed round. Now, according to the Bible, the beak shall inherit what?
Ron. The Earth.
Right. On Star Trek, who played Captain Kirk? Ron.
William Shatner.
Right. What is a Stutz Bearcat? Susie.
Car.
Right. In the children's song, who had a farm, E-I-E-I-O? Susie.
The Farmer John.
Wrong. What is the traditional word for goodbye in Japan? John.
Sayonara.
Right. In a theater, what do the letters S-R-O stand for? Susie.
Standing room only.
Right. Who led the Argonauts in the search for the Golden Fleece? Susie.
Jason.
Right. In what city did Tony Bennett leave his heart? Ron.
San Francisco.
Right. What's the southernmost of the 50 United States? Ron.
Hawaii.
Right. Who was the first man to set foot on the moon? Ron.
Armstrong.
Right. What is the largest desert in the world? Ron.
Sahara.
Right. What is the major export of the OPEC nations? John.
Oil.
Right. Who wrote the great novel War and Peace? John.
Tolstoy.
Right. In which of our wars did we fight the decisive Battle of Midway? John.
World War II.
Right. Name Japan's highest mountain.
Time is up.
Ron, you are still the champion as time ran out on John before that last one. It would not have made any difference, John. It would not have made any difference. Ron won it. Congratulations. And John hit his buzzer, but he did not start into his answer. Name Japan's highest mountain. I know he knew it was Mount Fuji or Mount Fujiyama. And we've got to say goodbye to a couple of nice people. And I am delighted in a great match that no one goes home empty-handed. Incidentally, Susie, who had a farm, E-I-E-I-O? Old McDonald had that farm.
That's
right. It was either Farmer John or it was Mr. Rogers who had that darn farm. I can't remember. John, you've got that VCR and the camera.
That's something I really want.
That's terrific. That's great. It's great stuff. And with the cash in front of you, a one-day total well in excess of $1,400 is not too bad either. Congratulations to you. And Susie, my goodness, what a one-day total for you. The tea set, the computer, which you know, I know you said you wanted, $1,150 in cash. You know you were just $5 short of $3,800 in cash and prizes? That's not bad for one day. That's very nice because you both play the game so very well. And the champion came out on top, and he goes shopping with me. Ron Damper, come on up here with me. Well, a great speed round did it for you. A fine match with a couple of fine challengers.
Where are you getting these competitors from?
They are competitors. They are indeed. And it's nice that they both got things that they wanted. That's terrific.
Yes.
And now we're going to talk about something that you may want. You now have $255 in your bank account. Very easily, you can afford to say yes, leave us as you drive away on this.
Enjoy some fast times with the fabulous BMW R65. This comfortable handcrafted motorcycle is carefully engineered, and the frame is welded entirely by hand. Furnished by Century Motor Sales. And this exciting motorcycle, normally priced at $3,889, yours on sale at the Century for only $195.
So it would cost just $195. You've got $255, so you very easily have enough money for that. All you've got to do is just say yes, and you can take that and leave. Or you can put your money in the bank and play on. Now, we change our sales merchandise every 5 shows, so everything is going to change. So let me briefly remind you, should you decide to put your money into the bank, the next thing up the line is going to become, for $285, just $30 away, beautiful diamond bracelet your wife may enjoy. Further on, and not that much further away, get to $390, you can have a grand piano. And we always have some kind of a trip. How about for $485, you and your wife taking off on a cruise of the Mediterranean? The car is going to change. I don't think you're going to mind, because if you get the $610, you could certainly enjoy driving away in this beautiful automobile. And of course, you can have all the prizes on the stage for $720. $830 gets you all the prizes on the stage plus this.
The cash jackpot of $64,000.
And that cash jackpot keeps going up. We're going to add another $1,000 a little bit later. But, Ron, that's a little premature. You've very easily got enough money for the motorcycle. Take it and leave. Or put the money in the bank. Take that risk that you can keep on playing well with those better things coming up the line. You think about it. We'll get your decision in a moment.
Tough decision.
Back with our champion from Chicago, Illinois, Ron Damper. $255 in the bank easily buys you the motorcycle. Take it and leave it. Leave us or put the money in the bank. And as we mentioned, next up the line, should you win again, diamond bracelet, grand piano, Mediterranean cruise, new car, all the prizes on the stage, and that cash jackpot. I know you got to think about that. Ron, do you want to take the motorcycle and leave or take the risk that you can win again? With the diamond bracelet just $30 away with another win. What's it going
to
be?
Well, I like to have a motorcycle, but my wife knows that diamonds are best girl's friend, so I'm going to come back.
You're going to come back. All right, we'll put the $255 in the bank for Ron. Add another $1,000 in that cash jackpot. That's getting very attractive. $65,000 in the cash jackpot. Two new challenges next time on Sale of the Century.
Good luck. Good luck.
Prices are manufacturer's suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording. This is Jay Stewart speaking.